Time now for the Behind the Badge podcast featuring Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guineri from the Skye County Sheriff's Department. This is your chance to learn about the members of the department, how public citizens can help the Skye County Sheriff's Department, and you'll even hear about active warrants. Here's your host, WMPI General Manager Dan Daggett.
Hello, I'm Dan Daggett, General Manager of I-105.3. With me today is Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guineri from the Skye County Sheriff's Department. Hey, Joe.
Morning, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here today. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. We are going to start a podcast that we'll do probably every couple of weeks here, focused on the Skye County Sheriff's Department, things going on behind the scenes that average listener may not know about, also ways that they can help the Sheriff's Department. Wanted on Warrant Wednesday, we do every week along with the Sheriff's Department as a way to help you guys and to help our citizens. We talk about somebody that you guys are looking for.
Yes, that's correct. We put that out every Wednesday, and we're glad to help out. We're glad to have the communities to help on looking for somebody that we're looking for.
And so we're going to do that here on that podcast as well. We'll talk about a couple of people who are wanted on warrants, but we also want to use this as an opportunity to get to know the people at the Sheriff's Department. We think the stronger the connection between the Sheriff's Department and the community, the better that bond is, the better it is for everybody. And you, unfortunately or fortunately, you were chosen to be the first one.
That's what I was told, yes.
You were volunteered, weren't you?
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we'll talk about some of the about a warrant that you brought with you or several here in just a little bit. But we want to learn a little bit more about you. How long have you been on the force?
Well, I've been in this job for 22 years total, law enforcement. I've been with the sheriff's office for 18 and a half years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. It absolutely is. Prior to the sheriff's office, I worked for the state police, Capitol Police Section. I was there for 3.5 years until I came here in 2006.
Tell us a little bit about what you do in your off time.
Well, I have quite a few hobbies. I'm an avid outdoorsman. Enjoy hiking, camping, kayaking, hunting, fishing, and trapping. I enjoy all those.
Just before we started recording this, we were talking about walking trails up around Hardy Lake.
Yeah. I enjoy hiking those as well. Those are enjoyable.
Be a lot of fun to take your dog, you said, around some of those
trails
with you.
Yeah, she goes with me when I go.
What kind of dog?
I've got a German Shepherd.
All right, yeah. Very good. I like big dogs, too. Had a couple of St. Bernards. Had a Great Dane most recently, so I'm a fan of the big dogs myself.
Yeah, it takes getting used to, but yes.
And then another hobby that I think people would find interesting that you do is taxidermy.
Well, it's more of a business than a hobby. I do have a taxidermy business that I do on the side. It's Guineri Taxidermy and Fur LLC, so that's my side business.
And so a lot of deer heads, I would imagine.
A little bit of everything, yes. Deer, fish, you name it.
What's the craziest thing that you've done taxidermy on?
Well, I've done a lot of small animals like weasels, mink, squirrels, otters, so forth.
Okay. What about pets? Pets that have passed away.
I do not do pets.
Okay, I'll know that. Well, we hear the Wanted on Warrant every Wednesday here on I-105.3, but give me a little background. Tell me what a warrant is, what that means.
Oh, well, there's different documents on a warrant. I mean, basically, it's a legal document, a warrant, but it's depending on if it's an arrest warrant or a search warrant. If you're asking about an arrest warrant, it's just basically identifying a person and the crime that they've committed, or there's probable cause to believe they have committed is what we call it.
Okay, so the person that we feature each week on the Wanted on Warrant Wednesday, they've done something that's drawn your attention. Something
for the most part, and there is other warrants as well, like bench warrants and what we call body attachments through the courts. Then maybe it's more on the civil side of things. If child support or somebody has not paid their bills or not showed up to a court hearing, the judge may order a body attachment issued on somebody. So that's like a bench warrant, what we call it. Those are two different types of warrants we deal with.
If somebody is listening and they hear that wanted on war on Wednesday and they think they might be able to help the Scott County Sheriff's Department, what should they do?
Well, we provide a phone number on there for them to call us with any information on helping us locate those subjects.
Don't go after the person yourself.
No, absolutely not. No, call us. That's our job to take care of that. But we appreciate any help or assistance or information we can to go look for them.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I'm going to ask you a question that's not on our list. You, along with everybody in the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department as well, run into stressful situations from time to time. How do you stay calm in a situation like that?
Well, everybody deals with that differently. Over time, you just kind of get used to it. There's different ways, like breathing techniques that we use in law enforcement. That's some that I use if you get in a situation. Hold your breath and then just breathe out long and steady, and that usually calms your nerves a little
bit. Have to be able to act under pressure.
Absolutely.
Kind of like being on the radio for the first time.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, how many officers are in the Sheriff's Department ballpark?
Ballpark, we have 16, 17 full-time, and then we have some part-times.
Okay.
And that's counting the sheriff.
Okay. Very good. So are there always, active warrants that are out there? Yes, there are, aren't there?
Yeah, we have a list. It stays pretty steady.
Did you bring a warrant to tell us about today?
Well, Dan, no, I did not.
Okay.
I don't have one in front of me. I just did warrant on warrant Wednesday yesterday.
Can we talk about that?
And I could pull that one up.
All right. Again, we are doing Behind the Badge podcast here on I-105.3 with Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guarneri from the Scott County Sheriff's Department. A service of I-105.3. We are having some fun learning about the ins and outs of the Sheriff's Department. We'll meet Joe, as we've done today, and we'll meet other members of the Scott County Sheriff's Department. As we move along, we'll learn about active warrants and how average citizens can help people. And we really want to build that connection between the Sheriff's Department and the Scott County community.
Okay.
All right, what do you got?
I've got that pulled up. The warrant on warrant Wednesday that we had yesterday was Landy Dennis Pearson Jr., which is wanted on a warrant for auto theft. The Landy Dennis Pearson Jr.'s last address is on Polk Road in Lexington, Indiana. So anybody has any information on Landy Dennis Pearson Jr., please call the sheriff's office at 812-752-5550.
You'd like to speak to him.
Absolutely.
Well, we've had a lot of fun. This is very fascinating. I think that, the average person doesn't know the people in the Sheriff's Department. We get to know you guys because of what we do here at the radio station. But I think it's good to make that connection. Coming up, it's, you know, a lot of people, the only time they meet the Sheriff's Department is when we maybe do a little bit of speeding that we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, that happens.
So if you can put a name to the face, I think it helps. It makes everybody feel a little more at ease. What advice do you give to somebody if they're pulled over? Remain calm, right?
Absolutely. Remain calm. We're just doing our job.
That is solid advice. Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guarneri from the Scott County Sheriff's Department. It's Behind the Badge, featuring a Wanted on War on Wednesday person this week. We'll have another one for you coming up on our next podcast. Joe, any final comments here as we wrap up edition number one of Behind the Badge?
No, I think that's all I have, Dan. I want to say I appreciate you having me here this morning. I'm glad to be here. I enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to hopefully many more.
We'll try to send some taxidermy business your way, too.
That sounds good as well.
Behind the Badge podcast on I-105.3.
This has been the Behind the Badge podcast featuring Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guarneri from the Scott County Sheriff's Department and WMPI General Manager Dan Daggett. Tune in next time for more information on members of the department, how public citizens can help the Scott County Sheriff's Department, and active warrants.